Okay, let's welcome today's speaker, Sean.
Right. Thank you for inviting me back to your church again to speak.
好像是谢谢我又邀请他来我们教会讲道。
It's a privilege to bring the word of God.
这是一个很荣幸的事，能够给大家宣讲神的话。
All right. Who knows who this is?
谁知道这是谁呀？
Oh my gosh! Somebody knows. C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
That's right.
大家知道这是谁吗？ 就是C.S. Lewis， 我不知道他的中文叫什么，刘易士，还是刘易斯，还是鲁易士，啊，这有好多种不同的翻译。All
right, so the next slide.
下一个 PPT.
Here's a quote.
因为他讲了一句话。
Everyone thinks forgiveness is a lovely idea until he has something to forgive.
所有人都觉得呢。 原谅人是一个非常可喜爱的主意啊，直到有一天呢，他真的需要原谅人的时候。How many
people think forgiveness is a good idea?
有多少人觉得饶恕是一件一个很好的主意？
How many people have someone you need to forgive?
有没有人说，有人，你现在有一个人你需要去原谅的？
Not so easy.
第二件事情就不是那么容易了。
All right, next slide.
下一个 PPT.
Okay, just as an introduction here, I'll tell you a little bit about myself.
那我们要开始的时候，我想跟大家分享我自己的一些事情。
About 25 years ago, I worked for a startup company.
大概25年前呢，我是为一个初创公司来工作。
Now, startup companies nowadays, they seem a little cool.
如今的话呢，我们看初创这样的一个主意的话，觉得很酷。These
guys look cool with their really nice wearing jeans and a blazer.
那现在我们看起来这样的人物的话呢，穿着他的牛仔裤啊，大家觉得很酷，是不是？
That wasn't...
我们俩也穿的牛仔裤。
That wasn't me back then.
那个时候不是这样的。Oh,
next slide, please. That was me.
多少年前的话呢，我是这副样子的。<laughs>
We didn't have a cool office. We had just a couple tables.
之后我们没有一个很酷的办公室，我们只有几张桌子。
But I worked really hard at that startup company.
那时候我在那个初创公司啊，真的是工作的非常的辛苦。Sometimes
waking up at 2 a.m. to go to work.
有时候我需要早上2点钟起来去工作。And
actually, I did wear my tennis shoes every day.
那时候我也是穿着运动鞋的，是真，这是真的。Because
all day long, I was literally running.
因为真的每一天我走路像跑一样。Fixing
the sink.
我需要修下水道。Or
installing mailboxes.
我还要装那个邮箱。It was
a really hard time.
那时候日子真的很难。But
the company did really well.
那个公司真的很不错的。And
we started selling product.
我们又开始卖产品了。And
we helped a lot of people.
我们也帮助了很多的人。Then
something happened.
然后就有事情发生了。Next
slide. If you can see this, my company got bought.
我的公司被人收购了。It
got bought by a company called Terumo.
他们有一个公司叫 Teruma 这个公司买了他们的公司。And
so then everything changed.
然后所有一切都不一样了。
I started as an engineer.
我刚开始是作为一个工程师的。
And then I became a manager.
我后来成了一个经理。
And then when this merger happened,
当这个合并开始的时候,
my boss called me into his office.
我的老板就把我叫到了他的办公室。
And he said, Sean, you're no longer going to be a manager.
他就叫 Sean, 你不能再做经理了。
You're going to be a senior engineer.
你会做高级工程师。
I said, what?
我说什么?
I do everything here.
这里所有的事我都忙来忙去的。
So I was very mad at him.
所以我对他非常的生气。
So you know what I did?
你知道我干了什么吗?
I didn't say anything.
我啥事也没说。
I buried it all in my heart.
我把这所有东西都埋在了我的心里面。
All the bitterness.
所有的苦痛。
I put it inside.
我就把它放在里面。
And then what did I do?
那我干了些什么呢?
I looked for another job.
我就找了别的工作。
And I found another job at Edwards, and I've been there ever since.
我找了另外一个公司的话呢，我就从那里一直工作到现在。
Okay, enough of the story. I'll tell you some of the rest later. But that's just about bitterness and what's in my heart.
那也许我就先停在这里，之后呢，我会再回来。那我想跟大家讲的就是说，怎么样能在心里面的那些的苦痛。
I wish I knew what I know now back then.
我是真的希望呢，那时候我能知道我现在所明白的事情。
Before we get into the word, let's pray.
那在读神的话之前，我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the word of God.
神啊，我们谢谢你赐给我们神的话。
Because it's not just a book.
因为这不是仅仅是一本书。
It's the living word.
这是活生生的话。
And when it hits our hearts,
当它打动我们心的时候,
if we let it,
如果我们愿意的话,
it can change us for our lifetime.
这就改变了我们的一生。
So Father, as we study this scripture,
所以天父，当我们学习你的话的时候,
we pray that it would change our hearts.
我们求这话可以改变我们的内心。
For the rest of our lives.
是从现在到我们这一辈子。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, next slide.
那下一个 PPT.
Okay, next slide again.
那再下一个。
Oh, one more. Sorry.
再下一个。
I'm not, okay, here we go. Okay, I'm speaking on Philemon.
那我们今天呢讲一本书叫《腓利门书》。
Anyone read it?
有人读过吗?
Okay, good. I like to speak on passages that not a lot of people have read.
我总是喜欢讲了一些的经文是很不是很多人读过的。
That way you can't say, oh, he said it wrong.
那这样的话呢，你就不会说他说错了。
Okay. Paul, a prisoner for Jesus Christ and Timothy, our brother,to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那为基督耶稣被囚的保罗同兄弟提摩太写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门和妹子亚菲亚并与我们同当兵的亚基布以及在你家的教会愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Okay, next slide.
下一个 PPT.
Okay, so here's the story.
那这是那个故事。
Okay, so we see a city up there of Rome.
那我们在这上面能够看到罗马城，是不是
？Okay, so Paul is the author, and he's in Rome.
保罗呢是这个作者，他正在罗马。
And Philemon is a guy in Colossae.
那腓利门呢 他是在哥罗西这个地方。
So it's pretty far.
看起来是不是有点远？
Paul's in prison at the time.
保罗呢，被关在监狱里头。
Okay, so it seems like there's something going on with them because this is what we're talking about, forgiveness, right? Seems like.
看起来呢，他们中间有一些的故事啊，这是为什么我们要讲到原谅这件事情。
Okay, so next slide.
那下一个 PPT.
Okay, so I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of your faith that you have towards the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you.
那我们从第四节，我祷告的时候提到你，常为你感谢我的神，因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的。 兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大有安慰，因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。Does
this sound like there's a problem between Philemon and Paul?
那我们听到这些话的时候，大家会觉得，菲利门跟保罗中间有什么过节吗？
When you have a problem with someone, you say, I thank my God always for you when I remember you.
你跟人有问题的时候，你会不会跟他说，我总是为你感谢神，祷告想到你的时候，我就感谢神。
No, there's no problem here.
我们会觉得这里没有什么问题，他们俩中间应该没有问题。
Okay, so where's the forgiveness needed?
那为什么需要饶恕呢？
Okay, we'll get to that.
我们会讲到这个。
But first, next slide.
那首先呢，我们看下一篇。
Okay, message point number one.
借我们信息的第一个点。
It's very, very deep. You've never heard of this before.
这是非常深刻的，大家可能从来没听过。
Okay, next slide.
下一个 PPT.
Love and faith are pleasing to God.
第一点，爱心和信心的话呢？ 神是喜悦的。Okay,
everyone knows that.
我们所有人都知道，是不是？
But there's all these points where Paul talks about love and faith.
那我们看到这里已经用黄色显出来的，就是讲到爱心和信心。And
that faith is going to be important for later.
信心呢，我们后面会是讲到很重要。
And the love is really important for now.
爱心的话呢, 对我们现在来说非常重要。
Do you have people in your life that love you like Paul loves, is saying that he loves Philemon?
你生命当中有没有人爱你呢? 就像保罗对腓利门说他爱他。
Someone who's always encouraging you?
你有没有一个人他总是鼓励你的?
Even when you do something wrong, they're still encouraging you?
即使有的时候你做了一些坏事的话呢，他还是在鼓励你的。That's
such a gift.
这就是一个恩赐。Okay,
next slide, please.
我们看下一个 PPT.
Okay, so Paul is thanking God for Philemon.
保罗呢，是为腓利门在感谢神。That
his faith is effective and he has every good thing.
在他的信心的话呢，是果效的，他有很多很多的好的品。He
derives much joy and comfort.
他给他呢带来了很多的喜乐和安慰。The
hearts of the saints have been refreshed through him.
那众圣徒的心的话，从他那里就得了畅快。This
is a really good guy.
这是一个很好的人，是不是？
Philemon is a really good guy.
腓利门是一个很好的人。
Next slide, please.
我们看下一篇。
Okay, so let's read, we read further in verse 8. Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is none other than Paul, an old man and now a prisoner of Christ Jesus, that I appeal to you on you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful to both you and to me.
保罗对腓利门说什么呢？我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你合宜的事，然而呢，像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西谋求你，他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。
Ah, so this is the guy.
那我们现在知道了这是谁了。
Onesimus.
这就是阿尼西姆这个人。
Onesimus is the one that needs forgiveness.
原来呢，是这个叫阿尼西姆的人需要被饶恕。
But it's not forgiveness from Paul.
那不是从保罗来的饶恕。
It's from Philemon.
而是从需要从腓利门来的饶恕。
Do you ever have maybe one friend and another friend?
你有没有这种情况？你有一个朋友，还有另外一个朋友。
And you go, oh, I'm really like this person is great. I'm really good friends with this person.
你说这个人太棒了，我是他很好的朋友。
And then I have another friend who I'm really good friends with also.
那我有另外一个呢，也是我的好朋友。
You say, oh, this person is great.
我就说的这个人真是很棒的。
But then these two people are having a fight.
这两个人呢却起了争端。
And they can't forgive each other.
他们不能彼此饶恕。
How can it be that this person is such a great person?
那你为了想这怎么可能呢？这个人是那么好的人。
And this person is such a great person.
这也是一个很好的人。
And they just can't be friends.
他们就是不能做朋友。
That's how it is for Paul.
这个就是发生在保罗身上的事情。
There's Philemon.
这里有一位叫腓利门的。
And there's Onesimus.
这里叫阿尼西姆的。
And something big happened between them.
他们中间的事情可不是小事情。
And what happened?
那到底发生什么了呢？
Okay, let's keep going.
那我们继续来看。
Okay, one more.
下一个 PPT。
Okay, so Paul wants Philemon to forgive Onesimus.
保罗呢，希望腓利门能够饶恕阿尼西姆。
Okay, next slide. Okay.Here's some of the clues to what happened.
也许我们这里可以看到一点的提示。
Formerly he was useless to you.
从前呢，他对你是没有益处的。
Okay, but now he has become useful to both you and to me.
但如今的话呢，他对你我都大有益处。
What happened between these two?
那在这中间到底发生了什么？
Okay, so what happened was?
那发生的是什么呢？
Onesimus used to be a slave.
阿尼西谋呢，原来是一个奴隶。
And he was a slave to Philemon.
他是腓利门的奴隶。
And he ran away.
他跑掉了。
And he took some things.
他还带了一些东西跑掉了。
And that's why Philemon is mad.
这是为什么腓利门呢，就生气了。
Would you feel mad?
如果是你的话，你会生气吗？
Somebody stole something from you?
有人从你那里偷了一些东西。
I think I would.
我想我也会。
Okay, next slide.
那下一个 PPT.
Okay. I am sending him who is my very heart back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place, in helping me while I'm in chains for the gospel, but I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do would not seem forced, but would be voluntary. Perhaps the reason was separated from you for a little, that he might come back to you forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord.
那我们看下面的经文，我现在打发他亲自回那里去，他是我心上的人，我本来有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我，但不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行，叫你的上行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，他暂时离开你。 或者是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟。在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？这不是按肉体说的，这不是按主说的。Okay,
next slide, please.
下一篇。
So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done anything wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I'll pay it back to you, not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, my brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask.
第17节往下，你若以我为同伴，就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。他若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我的账上，我必偿还。这是我保罗亲笔写的。我并不用对你说，连你自己也是亏欠于我。兄弟啊，望你使我在主里因你得快乐。
So Paul really wants Philemon to forgive Onesimus.
保罗真的是很希望腓利门可以原谅阿尼西谋。
Next slide, please.
下一篇。
He wants him to forgive him so badly that he wants Onesimus to go from Rome to Colossae.
那我们就看，他真的是希望腓利门可以原谅阿尼西姆，所以呢，他想让阿尼西姆呢这么远从罗马穿过希腊到哥罗西去。
It's 1,851 kilometers.
1,800是1,800公里。
Walking.
是要走过去的。
I looked it up on Google, 261 hours.
他说如果要走回去的话呢，他看了这个谷歌地图算了一下，需要261个小时。
Maybe they went on some horses and things.
也许他们可以骑马啊。
Or maybe like some ships going across.
也许需要坐船来穿过这个海峡。
It's a far journey.
这是很远的一段路。
It's not a 5-hour flight.
这不是5小时的飞行。
It's a big to do.
这真的是很大的一件事情要做的。
And what does Paul say before?
那保罗在前面说什么？
He said, I really want Onesimus because he's taking care of me when I'm in jail.
那保罗是全来有意说让
Maybe he's bringing him some food and water.
也许阿尼西姆呢，是会给他送一些吃的呀，送一些水啊。Maybe
ink and paper.
也许给他送一些纸啊，墨水啊。
All the things that he needs.
总是保罗需要的那些东西。
Maybe they're praying together.
也许他们会在一起祷告。
Maybe they're singing together.
也许他们一起唱诗。
Paul really wants him to stay.
保罗真的是很希望他能留下来。
But he's sending him back.
但他要把他拆回去。
Because something is very important here.
因为有一件事情是非常重要的。
He wants Onesimus to go back to Philemon.
他希望阿尼西摩可以回到腓利门那里去。
Why is it so important?
为什么这那么重要？
Because something is wrong with Philemon.
因为腓利门心里面肯定有什么问题的。
He has bitterness in his heart.
也许他在心里面是有苦毒的。
Because this person stole from him.
因为这个阿尼西姆呢，从他那里偷了东西了。
Okay, next slide.
我们看下一篇。
Okay, next slide again.
再下一篇。
Next slide.
再下一篇。
Next slide.
再下一篇。
Sorry. Next slide.
再下一篇。
Okay, this is good. The next message point is forgive because you have been forgiven.
那下一个这个信息讲到的点是什么呢？饶恕，因为你被饶恕了。
Why is it so hard?
为什么那么难呢？
Next slide.
下一篇。
Next one. Next one. Okay, why is it so hard? Next slide. It's hard to look past the wrong towards the person. Okay, so there's something wrong in between Philemon and Onesimus.
为什么这么难饶恕呢？因为是很难我们超越我们中间的过错对错来看这个人的。
Next slide.
下一篇。
It's like there's a wall. Between...
因为呢这里。
Go ahead.
OK, 你看大家这里有一座墙，有一堵墙。
So Philemon is on one side.
腓利门在这一边。
And Onesimus is on the other side.
阿尼西姆在另外一边。
I call this the wrong wall.
我把这个叫做对错的墙。
Because when there's something wrong between people.
我们知道如果在人中间有些状况的话。
You're no longer looking at your friend.
你就不再看别人是你的朋友了。
You're no longer looking at your wife.
你就不再看那个人是你的妻子。
You're no longer looking at your husband.
你也不再看那个人是你的丈夫。
Or your sister.
或者你的姐妹。
Or your brother.
或者你的兄弟。
All you're looking at is what they did.
所有我们所看的就是他到底干了些什么。
And you're only saying to yourself how you are right.
你只会看到自己有多对。
And you're only looking why they are wrong.
我们只会看呢对方有多错。
And you play that in your head over and over again.
你在脑子里头不停地转这个东西。
Every time something goes wrong.
每一次有什么东西出问题的时候。
What's the first people think to do?
你想要做的事情是什么？
Whose fault it is?
我们都会想到底是谁的错？
It's never about, oh, this person is okay because blah, blah, blah.
我们从来不会想这个人还是不错的，这样，这样，这样。
It's always, oh, this person did something wrong.
我们总是会想这人干了什么错事。
We're always trying to figure it out.
我们总是努力的想找出来。
今天是个外
啊。我帮
到一些什么是东西的。
Remember what was the original sin?
大家知道
It was eating from the knowledge, from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们最起初是什么? 我们吃了分别善恶树的果子。
These are the types of things that keep us from each other and from God.
这个就是让我们跟彼此之间产生距离。 以及呢,我们不能亲近神的真正的原因。
What did God do to this wall?
神为这个墙做了什么?
He took it away.
他把这墙挪走了。How
did he take it away?
他是怎么给他拿走的?
He sent Christ.
他差了基督。He
sent Christ to die for us.
他差了基督为我们而死。
Because for God and for Christ, it's not about right and wrong.
因为对神,对基督来说,这不是关于对错的事情。
We're always thinking about who's right and who's wrong.
我们总是去想呢,谁对谁错。
How can we have relationships that way?
我们如果是这样的话呢,我们怎么能够建立关系?
If we're always thinking about right and wrong.
如果我们总是在想对还是错。
Today, when I went to our other church,
早上呢,我去了另外一间教会。
But they have for snacks these Oreos.
哦,他们有这种Oreo的这个零食饼干。
Everyone had these before? Oreos?
你都吃过这个吗?
Okay. It reminds me of a story.
它让我想到了一个故事。
So there's this man.
有一个人,
and he's late for a train.
他赶火车要迟了。So
he's running to the train.
所以他努力地跑去到火车那里去。Somebody is running.
and he's got a bunch of bags, carrying bags.
他身上背了好几个包。
And then he finds out he missed the train.
然后最后他发现他还是错过火车了。And
so he says, oh, and he sits down.
所以他有点，他就坐下来了。He
sits down on the bench.
他又坐在了椅子上。And
then he says, oh, at least I have my cookies.
他就想到了，至少我还有一个饼干呀。So
this is only two in here.
这个里头呢，只有两块饼干。But
he had six in his pack.
哦，但他在他里面呢有六袋。And
so he opens it up.
他打开了。And
he eats one.
他吃了一个。And
and it made him happy.
他就高兴了。But
then there's a person sitting next to him.
但呢，趁这时候有个人就坐在他的边上。
And he sees the person next to him.
他就看见了旁边坐的这个人。And
this person is looking at his cookies.
那边上的人呢,就在看他的饼干。And
he takes one.
那边上坐的人呢,也拿了一个。And
he eats it.
他也吃掉了。I need one. I'm looking at you.
And this guy saying, he took my cookie.
那这个人的心里说，他把我的饼干拿去吃了。But
you know, he doesn't say anything.
但是他什么也没说。He
just gets mad inside his heart.
他就在心里很生气。And
then, so he says, okay, well, I'm going to eat another cookie.
那他想，我还要再吃一个。So
he eats another cookie.
所以他就吃了一个。And
the person sitting next to him, he looks at him, and he eats another cookie.
那边上坐的人呢，就看着他。 也拿了一个吃了。And
they go through the whole thing.
对,他们把整个都吃完了。There's
only one left.
最后就剩了一个。And
he says, and the other guy picks up the cookie before him.
那另外一个人呢,就在他前面抢到了这个饼干。And
then he says, do you want to split it?
他就跟他说,你要我把它分开分一下吗?
And he said, no!
他说不要。
Because he's really angry.
因为他太生气了。He
says, oh my gosh, this person took my cookie.
天哪,这个人把我的饼干吃了。It's okay.
So he's so mad.
所以他太生气了。
And then the train comes.
然后呢，火车就来了。
And then he gets on the train.
然后呢，他背着东西就上火车了。
And then the other person didn't get on the train, so he's gone.
边上的人呢就没有上这一班火车，然后呢他就走了。
And then he's sitting on the train.
坐在火车上的时候呢。
And he finds in his pocket.
他在自己的口袋里。
His cookies.
发现了自己的饼干。
He was eating the other person's cookies the whole time.
所以呢，就他一路都在吃那个人的饼干。
And he was getting so mad.
他还那么生气。
But the other person.
那另外一位呢？
Was so gracious.
对他是那么有恩典。
He said, "Do you want half?"
那就问他，你要我们分一人一半吗？
He let him have the cookies the whole time.
对，那边上的人呢，让他一路吃了他的饼干。
Was that person worried about who's right and wrong?
那另外一个人有没有在想，究竟谁对谁错？
Which person are you?
你是哪一个？
Okay, next slide.
我们看下一篇。
Okay, another reason why we can't get past who's right and wrong, because we feel like people can never change.
另外一个呢，我们不能就是不去看对错的话呢，是因为我觉得他到底会不会变。
If I was Philemon,
如果我是腓利门的话，
I would think this Onesimus is a bad guy.
我会觉得这个阿尼西姆实在是太糟糕了。
There's no way he can change.
他是绝对不可能改变的。
He's bad and he's always bad.
他很糟糕，而且他会永远糟糕下去。
I think I often think this.
我想的话呢，我经常是这么想的。
Somebody was bad to me.
那个人对我很糟糕。
He'll always be bad.
他会总是，他就永远会这么对我。
I think back to when I was younger.
我想想我还更年轻的时候。
And I think I've changed since then.
我觉得我好像比我年轻的时候已经变了一些了。
I think that the Holy Spirit has changed my heart.
因为我觉得圣灵改变了我的内心。
And then I think about other people.
所以我在想到其他人的时候。
And I think, oh, they haven't changed.
我就会想说他们可没改变呀。
How come God can change me?
那怎么回事呢？神能变让我改变。
But he can't change anybody else?
神不能让任何其他人改变吗？
Do we have so little faith?
我们真是有那么大的信心。
In the power of God?
我们对神的能力全并有信心吗？
That God couldn't change other people's hearts?
神不能改变别人的内心吗？
Of course he can.
他当然是可以的。
This is the power of God.
这是神的能力。
This is why we need faith.
这是我们为什么需要信心。
Because God has the power to change people.
神是能改变人的。
Okay, next slide.
我们看下一篇。
Okay, so the price that Paul is talking about, he says, if he has done any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me.
保罗在讲到这个要付的代价的时候，他说呢，如果他欠你任何东西，我必偿。
I, Paul, am writing this to you with my own hand.
我保罗的话呢，是用亲笔写的这个信。
I will pay it back.
我一定会偿还的。
Not to mention that you owe me your very self.
我并不用对你说的，你自己呢，也是亏欠我的。
Paul showed Philemon a brand new life.
保罗呢，给腓利门显示了一个完全不一样的生活。
Philemon owes him everything.
菲利门呢，连他自己都是欠保罗。
His very life.
他自己的命也是欠保罗的。
And we owe God our very life.
我们呢，也是连自己的命都是欠神的。
He showed us something totally different.
他告诉我们完全不一样的东西。
A whole new life.
这是一个全新的生命。
And so, next slide, please.
对，我们看下一篇。
Next slide.
再下一篇。
I'm sorry, I missed this whole point. We talked about how people can't change.
我忘了讲这个啊，我们讲过了为什么人不能改变。
Let's look at Onesimus.
我们看看阿尼西姆。
Before Christ, he was a slave.
在重生之前的话呢，奴隶。
After Christ, he was a child of Paul and God.
那在耶稣基督里面的话呢，他是保罗的孩子，也是神的孩子。
Before he was useless.
目前的话呢，他是没有什么益处的。
And now he was useful.
他现在是大有益处的。
Before he was wrong.
从前他是错的。
Now he's Paul's very heart.
他现在是保罗的心上人。
Before he was a runaway.
从前的话呢，是个逃奴。
And now he's a dear brother.
现在是所亲爱的兄弟。
Next slide, please.
我们看下一篇。
Reconcile because it's about obedience.
我们和好呢，是因为这是关于顺从。
He says in verse 21, confidence of your obedience.
在第21节里头呢，他是相信他的顺服。
Paul could order or command.
保罗是完全可以命令他。
But for love's sake, he prefers to appeal to Philemon.
但是因为爱的话呢，他选择了去求腓利门。
This is what God is asking of us.
这就是神向我们所要的。
He's appealing to us.
他是在求我们。
To forgive.
来饶恕。
Don't bury that bitterness in your heart.
不要在心里面藏着那个苦毒。
You know, it's funny, like the bitterness in your heart.
有一件很有意思的事情，在我们心里面的苦毒。
It's not hurting the other person.
并不伤害别人。
It's hurting you.
他在伤害你自己。
Get rid of that bitterness.
把那个苦毒除去。
Forgive others.
饶恕别人。
It's a command.
这是一个命令。
And it's about obedience.
这是一个顺服的功课。
Brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Do you consider yourself saved by Christ?
你看自己是已经被基督所救的人吗？
You need to forgive.
你需要饶恕。
It's good for yourself.
这是对你自己好的。
And it makes God pleased.
也让神的心快乐。
Next slide, please.
你看下一篇。
Next slide.
再下一篇。
So in conclusion.
那我们在结尾的时候。
Think of someone you need to forgive.
我们想一想。那一个你需要原谅的人。
Let's take a second right here.
我们有一点点的时间。
Close your eyes.
我们来闭上眼睛。
Think about what they did wrong.
想一想他到底干的什么错事。
And think about how God takes away that wall.
想一想神把这个对错从你的对错的墙从你心里面拿走。
Think about forgiving that person.
想一想要饶恕那个人。
Father, thank you for your forgiveness to us.
父啊，我们谢谢你，因为你饶恕了我们。
We owe more than you could than we could possibly imagine.
我们所亏欠你的，远超过我们自己所能想象的。
Help us to be more like you.
帮助我们，使我们更加像你。
Help us to care more about another person.
帮助我们心里面更关心在意别人。
than what they did wrong.
是远超过他们所做的错事的。
Help us to grow up.
帮助我们成长。
And not be such a child.
不是做小孩子。
Help us to look past the wrong wall.
让我们可以越过那个对错的墙。
Help us to realize that we are wrong sometimes too.
让我们意识到我们自己也常常会错的。
Help us to get rid of bitterness.
帮助我们除去心中的苦毒。
And help us to know that you have great plans.
帮助我们，让我们知道你对我们有一个大的计划。
Even in the things that have been done wrong to us.
即使是在我们被人得罪了。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.